Welcome to another installment of the Omnicare Clinical Nurse Podcast Series. Our goal is to touch on relevant topics that are common to the post-acute care setting. The clinical nursing team at Omnicare is comprised of mostly former post-acute directors of nursing, regional nurses, and infusion nurse specialists. My name is Gordon Kirkendall, Omnicare Clinical Nurse, and I will be your host today. Joining me is our special guest, Tom Katopius, Senior Manager of Clinical Services at Omnicare. For today's topic, we'll be discussing Omnicare's new Medication Pass Optimization Toolkit. Omnicare consultant pharmacists have created a library of tools for customers to help optimize the MedPass, which can improve efficiency, reduce waste, and lower risk of medication errors. Let's do a quick review of these tools and see how they can be used to improve the MedPass and to help provide increased focus on resident care. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. We're delighted to be talking about the new tools that have been created for Omnicare customers. Can you tell us a little bit about how these tools came about?
Certainly, Gordon. As we are all aware, the medication regimen review for the frail elderly and long-term care can be quite complicated. Many residents may have 10, 15, or more different medications because of their multiple disease states. Many of the residents have dementia, which can make the administration more difficult. Long-term care facilities are under time constraints to administer medications per CMS regulations. The COVID pandemic added to this stress, and now with the nurse staffing shortages, more facilities are relying on agency nurses who are unfamiliar with the facility residents. We felt that in order to best assist the facilities to optimize their MedPass, we should create a toolkit that would allow for a systematic and organized process for the consultant pharmacist to collaborate with facility leadership to develop a plan individualized to the needs of the specific facility.
So, Tom, tell us a little bit about the tools that are included in the toolkit and how a facility might use those.
So the MedPass Optimization Toolkit contains a checklist of 11 separate areas that can be addressed to optimize and reduce the MedPass. The consultant pharmacist will review these possible solutions with facility leadership to determine which areas they would like to focus on initially. The rest of the toolkit contains the supporting documents, lists, algorithms, etc., to assist in the implementation of the particular solutions. We discourage a facility choosing to select all 11 areas initially, as it can be overwhelming for both the consultant pharmacist as well as the facility. It's best to choose a few of the areas that we feel will have the greatest impact and implement those. Once they agree they have addressed those areas as much as possible, they can revisit the checklist to choose additional areas to focus on and optimize the MedPass.
So it all starts with the time of administration?
Yes, certainly that is one of the 11 areas that may be reviewed. The consultant pharmacist can review the facility's time of administration policy to determine if there are opportunities to simplify and consolidate the various MedPass times.
I know that administration times can be problematic. Do you have any suggestions for our listeners on how to overcome those types of obstacles?
Absolutely. In a few of the areas on the checklist address these issues. One area of potential focus is the review of medications for consolidation of administration time. Many immediate release medications require multiple administrations in one day. Consultant pharmacists, in collaboration with facility leadership, can identify opportunities to change these immediate release medications to sustained release alternatives, thus reducing the number of medications to pass. A good example is clonidine tabs, which are often administered three times a day. By changing to the equivalent dose of a weekly clonidine patch, you can reduce the administration of 90 pills per month to 4 patches. The consolidation of administration times is directly related to another area that facilities may choose to adopt, which is to organize to a BID MedPass. Although not every medication can be transitioned to a twice-daily MedPass, many medications can be transitioned to one or two MedPass times throughout the day to reduce the burden on nurse passing medications and the frequency residents are disrupted to receive them. The Omnicare consultant pharmacist will provide a guidance document for facilities to adopt a BID MedPass protocol. Another area is the analysis of morning MedPass. Often it is the morning MedPass that is the most burdensome for the nursing staff. The Omnicare consultant pharmacists, again in collaboration with the facility leadership, can identify appropriate medications and medication categories to assign an afternoon or evening MedPass to time of administration, thus reducing the burden on that morning MedPass. Another potential area of focus would be the analysis of the midnight shift MedPass. Medications are often ordered every 8 hours or every 6 hours, and these times fall outside of the normal MedPass time, thus causing an interruption of residents' sleep and extending the MedPass time. Omnicare consultant pharmacists, in collaboration with the facility leadership, will identify medications that can be changed from every 8 hours and every 6 hours to three times a day and four times a day, respectively, as well as looking for opportunities to change to sustained release medications that are administered once or twice daily. A good example is diltiazem, which can be ordered every 6 hours. This requires the nurse to wake the resident up at 12 midnight and then again at 6 a.m. But diltiazem can be changed to a once daily sustained release capsule. Another example is levothyroxine, which is traditionally given before breakfast with a 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. time of administration per manufacturer guidelines. However, a study has revealed that administering levothyroxine in the evening results in no reduced benefit on thyroid levels. This toolkit provides guidance for the facility to adopt a policy to change the time of administration to an evening time, again reducing resident inconvenience of being awakened at 7 a.m. and consolidating MedPass times.
That's going to be so helpful, Tom. I'd like to add that our nursing team has created three valuable references for customers that pair perfectly with the toolkit: the Medication Administration Maintaining Compliance Booklet, which contains multiple tools and guidelines for organization, standardization, and optimization of the MedPass; the Quick Reference Guide, Medication Storage and Administration, which is a set of laminated cards that can be attached to the MedCart; and the IV Drug Reference Guide, which also is a resource for facility nurses, which consists of 4x6 double-sided infusion cards that can also be attached to the facility med carts. Customers can find all of these within the OmniView reference library by clicking on clinicalprograms/tools or by emailing us at elearning@omnicare.com. So Tom, can you give examples of some of the other tools in the kit that might positively impact the MedPass and, more importantly, the resident?
Certainly, Gordon. So deprescribing, or medication management, is a pillar of the consultant pharmacist recommendations. The toolkit identifies high-risk medications and medications that are strongly anticholinergic, as these meds can cause adverse side effects that may result in the addition of other medications being added. The number one category of Omnicare consultant pharmacist recommendations is requesting the discontinuation of a medication. The toolkit offers algorithms for the clinical assessment of continued need for proton pump inhibitors, antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, dementia medications, and antihyperglycemics. These tools mirror the American Medical Directors Association's Drive to Deprescribe initiative, currently being promoted by that organization. Another area of focus is not only on the reduction of medications, but a reduction of medication monitoring associated with the MedPass. Many times, antihypertensives may have hold parameters, such as hold if systolic blood pressure is less than 120 or pulse less than 60. This requires nurses to spend time taking those vitals. There may be opportunities whereby these vitals have been stable for a while and may be discontinued to save nursing time. Sliding scale with four times a day Accuchecks is another opportunity to reduce the frequency of finger sticks, thus reducing nursing time as well as resident inconvenience.
Thanks, Tom. Are there other opportunities that are not directly related to the medication pass, but that optimize the time spent on the MedCart?
Absolutely. One area of potential review is the over-the-counter or OTC review and focus selection. Reducing the number of OTC stock medications in the MedCart allows for improved organization, a simplified MedPass, and reduction in duplication and waste of these products. Omnicare consultant pharmacists will provide a template for facility leadership to select preferred OTC medications for various medication categories. Another area that can have an indirect benefit on MedPass time is the analysis of backup medication content. Stocking the correct medications in the backup supply assures for prompt availability of medications and reduces the necessity for stat orders. Omnicare consultant pharmacists, in collaboration with facility leadership, we'll review the list of current backup medication supply against stat orders and new admissions to optimize the contents at routine intervals.
So, Tom, where does an Omnicare customer access those resources?
Contact your consultant pharmacist, who will sit down with you to review the entire MedPass optimization checklist and the supporting documents for the various areas of interest for MedPass optimization. In addition, our consultant nurse team will also have access to the checklist, as their facility visits reviewing MedPass may reveal opportunities that they can share with the facility leadership.
That's great, Tom. For our listeners who are customers and not sure how to access OmniView, you can reach out to us by email, and we'll be sure to get you the access information you need. Or if you're not a current Omnicare customer, you can email us for more information. Please direct your questions to elearning@omnicare.com, and we'll be sure to connect with you and get you to the right person to get you the information that you need. That'll wrap up today's discussion of Omnicare's MedPass Optimization Toolkit. Tom, I'd like to thank you for joining us and sharing your expertise and providing this valuable information for our listeners. I'd also like to thank everyone for joining us today for the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you learned something. And we look forward to having you tune in for additional podcasts in the future. If any of our listeners have questions regarding the information that we discussed today, please reach out to your Omnicare clinical nurse or consultant pharmacist. If you're interested in or are not familiar with Omnicare's vast array of services, please contact us at elearning@omnicare.com. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day.